Welcome and thank you for joining us here at the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. We're glad to have you here with us. Brother Freedom is here and he would like us to start off in the book of Revelation chapter 3 verses 15 to 22. First, let's ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for life. Lord, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you for your wonderful word. All your good gifts are so glorious and you don't have any bad gifts. You just have wonderful good gifts. So we just praise you. We love you. We thank you. We worship you and adore you. We pray for deliverance and salvation and healing and enlightenment to come from heaven to all the listeners in Jesus' name. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom and anointing him. Amen and amen and amen. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
Thank you very much. That was just wonderful words was spoken. Father, we thank you for your wonderful Spirit or your wonderful word. And we thank you that you're blessing us here in this land that we're living in. Father, there's so many people throughout this United States this day are in trouble. Terrible coldness. And literally dying, Father. And I just pray that your eyes will be over the righteous. You'll hear them this day and help them this day in a mighty way. We lift those people up. We pray that you'll bless them. You'll move upon them in a mighty way. Bring deliverance to them. Help them. Save them. Keep them. Move them through your mighty Spirit. And Father, we know it's an awesome time because you're letting us realize that we're to know the time and awake out of sleep. And we're to be prepared for that day because that day is soon going to be here. And we must do all of our diligence we have to do thy will, O Lord. Help us this day. Father, send us your Spirit upon this message because there's no way I can speak it out only with your help. Father, for your leadership. I don't even know nothing. And I look for you to do the will of your the Father this day. And we praise you this day. Jesus, I pray for a mighty Spirit of love upon us. Holy Spirit, I pray that you'll come down and make yourself real. And Father God, I just pray that you'll move mightily in this day, in Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen. We're living in the most, if you watch the Weather Channel as I watch it, that's the only channel I really watch. And I only watch it, just see glimpses of it, but I get enough to see what's going on. But there's a lot of people in hardships this day. They're going through difficulties. And the Bible says in the 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, it says that God is the God of all comfort, comforts us in all of our troubles. God is the God that delivers. The man is sleeping right now in the Spirit. So God wants to stir us. And he said that he chastises those whom he loveth. He says he chastises those who love him. And as children, he wants to help us. He wants to strengthen us. But whatever it takes to get to the latter end of our life, God will let it happen to us for our good. Now, we don't say it's good, but the Lord says it's good, and I'm sure it is. If you went to a restaurant, all of you out the world, I don't know whether all of you go to restaurants, but if anyone of you is going to go to take your meal, and they prepared your meal, and then everybody's waited and waited and waited, that meal would be lukewarm. A lot of times it's not good, because the warmth keeps that food from wrong things that get into it. I know it doesn't happen immediately, but it is the process that takes place where it's not kept refrigerated. Warm enough gets rid of some of the bacteria, whatever's in situation. We all know that, but this is part of the message. So if we was in a restaurant, we'd want to pretty well get served pretty soon where it didn't get stale on us. Well, that's the way we do with the Bible. We're to be hot and cold, and that's what I always thought before was just my spirit, but it's not the Lord coming today. It's more than that. It comes to lots of other ingredients gets in this situation. God works on a time schedule. And if we're late in the appointment that God's got upon it, then it's going to get cold on us. It's going to get lukewarm. So that's why they that are led by the Spirit of God have to do it now. It's not 10 years now. It's now when He speaks to you. And I thought about all the times it was now. It wasn't a week from now. It wasn't a day from now. It was now. When God talked to Moses, it wasn't long about getting the children out of Egypt. It wasn't very long. Moses was in Egypt doing it because this is the schedule, Moses. You prepare now. It's time to prepare. God don't give a lot of foolish chit-chat. He speaks it. Hakamash, the glory comes upon us. In tradition, we are in the Lord was speaking this day. But America, we're probably the one that instituted times when we go to church, the days we go to church, and all that thing. But that's tradition. When you start moving by God, God says, go now, and it works. Quite a few years ago, I was having trouble as a mechanic, keeping up with the work I was doing. I was always behind, always in trouble. But after I prayed for those years, God told me to tide my time reading the Word, and then the Spirit of God started leading me. Pretty soon, for quite a few years, I did not dispatch myself. Only went when He said go. And it fit perfect. Men here don't realize God is not stupid. There's nothing stupid about Him. I'm saying this only. God is beyond all our thinking. He knows exactly. And that I think men do think that God's mentality, God's supernatural. He knows all is, and He's so glorious, He knows what the weather's going to be today. He knows the snow, the flakes are going to hit the ground. He knows all that. And we've got to learn, being Christians, we got to lean not in our own understanding. That's what we think. We got to start thinking in Him. Now these waitresses in a place of serving food, if they deliberately says, well, I'm just not going to serve the food right now, they would wait. And that dinner would get cold. The ice cream would go the other direction. It would lose its coldness. Some things need to be cold. Some things need to be hot. But very few things are halfway in between. It's like two extremes here that we live in. But the center of it, God never allows us to compromise in anything we're doing. So compromise is where we've gotten trouble in Christianity. We compromise because, we don't quite understand. We're going to do this. No. God says it's cold or hot. You're going to get lukewarm. If you do it my way, you're going to be hot. And over here where you need to be cold, you're going to be cold. Cold is sometimes for when you're, something freezes, like your bodies, I do know this, they freeze bodies after they die and they can hold them. As long as they keep them froze, they're all right. And other things, when you get them hot, it gets all the bacteria out, it gets everything, and then you can eat it. Then you can digest it, and you can do, and that's the way we are spiritually. Our spiritual life should be on hot by the Spirit. Come on, see the glory of God. Because it says, thou sayest, I'm rich. The Lord says, no. It says, He says, you're miserable. Blinded, poor, and naked. And that scripture, naked, in Revelations, talks about because you're uncovered. Your clothing is gone off of you. And God wasn't clothed with His power. The anointing from heaven is the great issue in life. But when we start going lukewarmness, like our scheduling, we're going to be late with God's appointment. See, our scheduling should be always concerned Him, not us, because the churches, they're the one that's staying scheduling. But we as God's people, God wants us to submit to Him. You abide in me, and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done. See, in that area, we're always going to be hot when God wants to be hot. We should be cold to the enemy, frigid toward Him. We don't want, we can't have it, and we need to have that in us. We're hot to things of God and cold to things of this world. And halfway through will make us miserable. We're going to miss the mark. We're not going to be prepared. We're not going to be ready to walk in His Spirit. Because when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But God's calling us as a, we're just a normal people that gets touched from heaven. And if we need to read the Word and believe the Word, this Word is God's oath in heaven. It's going to take place. He's not a man of lying. He is God. This Word is holy, without blemish. It's true. It's for us. You can stand upon it. You can believe in it. You know, I have one thing that's probably the only reason that I'm not giving myself any roses at all, but the Lord told me this. Most people, if they hadn't had where I was at, they wouldn't have done it. It's like most every time I knew if it was in my heart, if I failed, it was over. But I couldn't have that. And God wants that in everybody. We've got to have that feeling. We know we are in Him. We have that confidence. We have that faith. That's what we live on. And if we don't have that faith, that's the faith God talks about. And many people don't have it. They don't even know about it. They don't even know what the Spirit is. This is all absent to most people. But being on time is very important. Like God says, shut that engine off right now. I mean, you shut it off right now. The drag's going to the pump. There's a company here in town that was wanting to buy a D9, and they told me if I would pray about it, I wouldn't lick the machine. So they asked me, what did I think about it? I said, I don't know. They said, well, pray about it. So I went and told my Lord, my wonderful Father, what should I do about it? The Lord says, well, I'll tell you what, tell them. Just tell them, Mark, I'm just talking like we're talking here. You tell them. They don't tell you, you tell them. If they want that machine, it'll make through the year of 78, but it won't go into 79. Now, if they want it on that, he says, I'll guarantee you it'll make it through 78. Now, a natural man could not even believe this. They'd say, how foolish man, how do you know? It's because God said it. If God said it, you just stand on what He says. You don't have to, I'm not a very smart person. I'm not a very educated person. But I do what God says. I'm sort of ignorant. The more I'm around Him, I know I'm just way retarded. But God makes me advance. God makes me the child. And I take on His nature. I take on His ability. I take on His calling. I take on His direction. I take in His anointing. His anointing is alive with us. And God also showed me something about the anointing yesterday. Most people got it all mixed up. The anointing, if you've got a calling in it, like I have on this, is still under God's control. But like the gifts of the Bible, goes out the gift of healing, the gift of discernment, all these things, they're given out as a prescribed, not so much in a calling as from the Lord, but they're not as a calling for you into something. That's different, what I'm saying. But that ministry still has to be respected. It has to be thought through by faith, believed by faith. That's the only way it's going to work. Because if that gift gets a little bit out of kilter, then it's neither hot nor cold. It's getting lukewarm, and it loses what God intended that to be. It has to have the fervence of the heat and the coolness to work that spirit to work. If you're lukewarm, you're going to miss it. It's like observing times. You've got to come to place if you start walking the spirit. It's when God says do it. Even tradition, we in times and days and even like service like this, it's better when God does it. Because we don't know, and God knows exactly all of this, the surroundings. He knows exactly where it's at. That's why in these countries where Christianity is blocked out, they have an underground church, because God tells all the people what it's going to be, and they're there. But God tells the people. They even learn that way in these places. Yet we're here, have everything, all the churches, we got all the chandeliers, we got all the tainted windows, all the stuff, and we can't learn that. But tradition does bring us down from the will of God. We're like that dinner tradition. We're always going to have a cold meal. We're always going to, all of our ice cream is going to always be just melted, because that's what it's going to be. So out there, when you do it yourself, this is what you're going to have. You're going to have a sort of lukewarm day. I tell you, we need a hot in the Lord, but cold to Satan. We don't need no part of him. I need the glory of God. We need the elevation of God, the intermixion of God's glory in our mind that brings us, produces us the place that we're hearing from heaven. Our eyes are not looking at things that are seen, but we're looking for the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. There has to be a transformation that takes place. And that taking place is when we're obedient to the will of God. This takes a little practice, I know. And most people have never even been taught about it, but it's available. It's there. And God's letting me talk a little more freely all the time about these things, but they're very important, because we're living in a time when our timing is going to be very crucial. At that time, it's going to take place. We need holy input from heaven to help us to function. And if we don't submit the will of God, we're out here in left field, and we don't know what's going to take place. The Bible says God works with his mighty hand. His hand's not short, but if we deliberately don't submit to him, then he has no way of getting this information. Now, that's what I see is wrong with about 99% of the people. I have a couple of spirit-filled people come see me. Even though they're spirit-filled, they don't know a thing about what I'm talking about. Not a thing. But that's where it's at. God took me as a little boy, basically, and I started learning from him. What if I said, well, Lord, I'm not going to learn from you no more. I'm just going to go out here, this brother over here, because he really knows you better than I do. No, the Lord says, I'm going to teach you. I'm going to show you. You can't hear from what someone else is telling you. You have to get it personally from me. And this is everybody. I'm telling you all out there, you don't get it from Brother Freedom, you get it from the Lord. But you go seek him. There has to be a time of seeking. That's the most privileged time there is. It's when we determine our hearts and life, we're going to seek God for whatever he has for us. We're not going to be moved until it's been fulfilled. It's been poured out. It's been a blessing that we know is real from heaven. It's not an earthly gift. It's a heavenly gift. It's the Spirit of God moving in our hearts, and people, and the natural people, don't understand this. But if you try working this in yourself, then you're always lukewarm. There's no joy, so that's lukewarm. There's no peace, that's lukewarm. And when you pray for people, you just pray it, that's lukewarm too. You need to be hot. Kamashina mokumase, from the glory of God, when the Spirit of God, it happens! Moves his power. God changed me this last couple months in a power that I've never been before. I've been a sick man, but I'm not today. I'm on fire for God. I'm reaching up through heaven. I'm receiving the glory of God. The glory cloud is coming down. The visitation of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is here in this room. These channels will carry with you. You can receive this day. You can receive that atonement, that blessing that you need. You don't need to no longer walk in nakedness. You're lukewarm. You need to get hot in the Lord, but cold in the sin. Abstain from all sin. Draw nigh to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. So the coldness, you need to have a cold shoulder toward the enemy. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But God says, I come. He comes to give us more abundant life. Make a spacious shadow upon us. And when we deliberately try to think out our Christian plan, I think you're going to be very shortly going to come up a little short. God never fails. There's people told me that I would never amount to Philippines. I says, okay, I'm just going to go God's way anyway. God's God. He'll never let you go. The world will say you're nothing, but God says you're somebody. You're somebody because you're His child. His seed is in you. His blood flows through you. His glory is upon you. The anointing's there. It breaks the yoke, does the will of God, and He never fails. And we'll never fail. If I caved in this last summer, said, well, it's getting too bad, I had to hang in there. And I'll guarantee you, all you out there, I went through some hairy, hairy things. But God's real. I knew He would not fail me. This room, I, a couple times, had taken in the doctor, or the hospital from this room. Couldn't breathe. Life is over. Everybody said, well, you know, you might as well prepare. No, God said, hey, I should have done the hurdle. Then I got in this place that was like a dungeon, and they said, you'll never get out of there. God said, you will too. 1 month I was out. Glory! Glory! Look at these arms. They were slab. They were flabby. They're not flabby no more. The Spirit of God's here. Real! God will help you. He will need to walk in His victory, walk in His pardon, walk in His leadership. That's where we're at. We're not walking in His leadership. We're walking in our own. Or the imagination of somebody that brought this denomination into being. And most of these denominations were inspired by, not through the Holy Spirit. The proof of the pie is God's Holy Ghost. He's real. I don't know how it's going to work out for all these denominations, all the people, and I don't know. That's not my department. I don't worry about it. But I do know there's total victory in the Lord. There's anointing. There's glory. There's healing. There's power. We're seeing great miracles happen because of the glory of God. He'll not let us go. His eye is on the righteous. I'm going to read a little scripture because it's very profitable right now. It's in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, 21st verse. Make you perfect. See, the church don't have that. They say it's impossible. Yeah, it is in yourself, but it's not enough through the Spirit of God. The anointing can make you where you don't even think no evil. You don't want no evil. You're singular toward God. He can do it. God can. And I had troubles years ago. Yes. But He has got me in that. Brought me into perfection. We need to realize this. Make you perfect in every good work. Why? To do His will. That's what it's about. God don't want you to do bad work. He wants you to do good work. He wants you to be happy. He wants you, when your day is over, for it, call back, glory to God. You've had good things happen that day. You're happy. You're on fire. Because the anointing's there. It floods your soul. It comes down like an artesian well that takes up any dross, anything within you that's not clean. It brings it out of you. It has a way of purging you continually, purging you, cleansing you, because we live in a filthy, dirty old world. We need that input from God, the Father, God, and Son. It bathes us. It molds us. It cleans us. It refilters us from all the damage of the enemy. He comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But God has come to give you life and give you more abundant life in Him. Working in you, which is well-pleasing in His sight. Who's that? Through Jesus Christ. To Him be glory and virtue. Amen and amen. I say amen and amen. Come to that. But this in the Word of God. To Him be glory forever. Amen and amen. God says to seal. We don't go back over spilt milk. Today, this gonna be, that day's gonna be a greater ministry. That's what it is. It's greater. We don't have to be, think like the natural people feel, because our sense is not coming as natural man. Bible says the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God for the foolishness unto him, neither can he know them for the spiritually discerned. Spiritually. God puts His glory upon you. You're not of this world. You're living in this world. But your tutorship is from on high. And God puts a seal upon you. In the Ephesians, this first chapter, He seals us with the Spirit of God. He seals us with the anointing of God. God seals us with His glory. God is here to uphold us. He's here to deliver us. He's here to make His face to shine upon us, to be glorious upon us. We need to realize that we're failures within ourselves, but we're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. We're conquerors, more than conquerors. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us, how shall not with Him freely give us all things? He's given us all things. God has led us with His glory. We say, what's happening? Well, wake up. Bible says, at no other time now is high time to wake out of sleep. Night is far spent, the day is at hand, God's time. Let's cast off all the works of darkness, and let's put on the whole armor of life. Be ye strong, Lord, and power of might, put you on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the wild devil, for wrestle not against flesh and blood, for against principalities, against powers, rulers of darkness, spirits of wickedness, high places, having done all to stand. When people come to me and ask me for directions, I tell them, if you don't know, just stand. So God says, it's okay. I never like to tell a person where they're at because they should know that themselves. They got to get that from God. I can tell them where to go, but that's between them and the Lord. See, we all going to face God in that day. And the Lord, what's going to happen down here on earth? There's a lot of people says, we never did see this, Lord. Why didn't you see it? Well, it's just in my word. Why didn't you see it? Well, we didn't, our church didn't believe it. Well, see, that's our responsibility. Our church is just to get it to Him. The church does a big job to do that, but from then on, it should lead us to righteousness, lead us to response from heaven, knowing the will of God, always walking in His capability, walking in His judgment, walking in His promises. And you, happy quicken, who are dead in trespasses and sin, for we once walked all according to the course of the word. We've all walked there, according to the principle of the earth, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Among also we've had our conversation in the times past, fulfilling the lust of the flesh, and fulfilling the desires of the flesh, and my mind, nature, wrath, you leather. Where was that way? We mixed up, we messed up. But God is rich in mercy, for with His great love wherein He has loved us, even when we were dead in sin, He hath quickened us together with Christ by grace. That's wonderful. Are you saved? He keeps going down about it. He hath raised us up, made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God's here to reestablish us. And you can just talk all the negative stuff you want, but God's still your answer. God is, He is it. I don't know how to say it because I've never basically seen God. I've seen what He is. It's like I had 5 plum trees about 4 or 5 years ago. And they grew up between 3 sets of wires. There was 5 trees, but they grew up with 3. The top line was PG&E. The second line was the telephone. The third was cable. And they grew up in these plum trees. I was just didn't have time when I got up there. They was already up through there. My wife, she says, you're going to have to call someone because PG&E said it was my responsibility. They wasn't going to do it. Those trees fall down. I said, we're in trouble. So I just started taking to the Lord. Lord told me very calmly, He said, don't worry about it. I said, okay. He says, remember, when I tell you, I forgot it. And you don't forget it because when I tell you, whatever time it is, whatever day that is, have your chainsaw ready. Have the chain sharp. You're going to go out there, whatever the condition, the weather is, whatever it is, and we're going to take those trees out. I know I need the trees out, but it's how I grow with Him, doing what He wants me to do. Well, people don't understand these things. So this one morning, the Lord says, go out there. And it was north wind was blowing so hard. And I said, surely today, Lord, I questioned God. The Lord says, don't even bother to think nothing. Just be there. You just do what I tell you to do and they'll be fine. God just spoke that to me. Here I'm out there by myself, but God's with me. I mean, if one of those trees went down, I mean, if the fire department had been out there because there had been sparks, there had been all kinds of stuff. But I couldn't even get that in my mind. I wasn't looking like natural man. I had too many deals with the Lord. So I go up there and just saw that tree there. And sure enough, and that tree just went up like that and went down and fell down about, it went up just out of it. And I don't know how it just went up through there, didn't even break nothing. And that tree fell over, laid on the south side, that's all I'm going to tell everybody, that laid the south side, took those trees one by one. God laid them there all perfect, all laying and straight. That's real. But I had trust in the living God. The God of the universe came down there in my backyard with me. What a relationship. That's why nothing impossible. My God, He's real. I broke a cap off of an engine. And anybody else but me said, we're not, just, Lord, just go your way because I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. But I took my welding rod, went down in the top of that engine. You don't even supposed to get it welded up around an engine like that. But I did. And God, when I took that cap off, it's a miracle getting it out. But I looked at it, it's not something that I could weld. God did it. It's God. Now, I don't know why God does this, because God sees a bunch of hard-headed people, and then they become softened to the Lord. You need to believe that God is the answer. He is going to take us through. We're going to be ready when He comes. He's coming soon, and we need to be prepared. We don't need to be like Pearl Harbor. Those people weren't prepared. When you're prepared, you're ready whatever you face. And God wants to set the church ready to be ready when He comes. And the signs are all over. That cold weather that's happening in the East Coast is a sign from heaven. It's unusual. God's coming back soon. He's coming. The Bible says when you see these things coming back, look up. Your redemption draws. We need to look up and say, Lord, I'm looking to You, the author and the finisher and the keeper of my faith. I believe that You are the living God, and I believe that I'm going to live with You forever. The Bible says we have to love His appearance. If we can't do that, we're going to miss it because it says in the Word of God. I know it's a little bit morbid, but we got to realize we haven't got nothing here to hang on to anyway. It's fading out very fast. What we have in heaven is more, it gets shinier, more brilliant, closer every day. It's right, I can reach out and touch it. It's soon to appear. We need to respond to God's cry, His call, and be ready, be prepared. In an instant, He's going to come back in a twinkling of an eye, and we're going to find ourselves in heaven that fast. We're going to make millions of miles. Now, I see this in a dream. In that dream, we were so happy. And I guarantee you, in that old couple of sheep, we're going to be so happy. We're going to be happy because we're a child of God. And God has seen us through. You know, Noah, there wasn't many people that made it either. And I believe that there's not going to be many people because people, they say they're full of the Holy Ghost and all these things, but their actions. The 13th chapter of Corinthians says, love suffer long. Though I walk with tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I become a sounding brass and take them simple. Though I have to get the prophecy and all faith that I can remove mountains and have not love, that profit me nothing. Love suffers long as time. We need to have a little bit of character about our experience. See, our mannerism is not really lining up toward the Lord. Our mannerism is sort of men trying to be like women. They couldn't do it because the mannerism's not the same. It's also women toward men. The mannerism is different. And that's, God made this, but our mannerism in heavenly things, God is the one that we have to have our mannerism in Him. The same as we do in our sexes, we have to have our mannerism in the Lord. And He wants that very, to identify us who we are in Him. There should be no question. We walk in spiritual victory from heaven. His eyes over the righteous, His ears over the cry, but we need to call upon God, and God will deliver us. And these gifts, when God gives you a gift, you'll know it. You don't go around broadcasting it. Just live in it. Because the first part of that gift, you're not really capable. So when you're out here bragging about how you're well off, you're losing your nature. Because we're not to brag. We're to rejoice in the Lord. Because our bragging looks like we're selfish, like we've arrived, we have arrived. God makes us arrive in Him. He makes us perfect in Him, making us perfect in every good work to do as well, working in it, what is well pleasing in sight, through Christ Jesus, who be glory forever and ever. Amen. It's through Christ Jesus. It's through the call of God. It's through what God's laid out for us. God bless you, dear people today. I pray that you get this message somehow and relate to it. You need to be on fire for God and be dead to the things of this world, but alive unto God. You need to be cold to the things of the enemy, hot to the things of God, and not lukewarm. You've got to come out from that lukewarmness that your body will not give off that aroma as not pure. God wants to be it says, let your light so shine before this, that they might see your good works and glorify your Father. That's one of the early commandments that Jesus told us. Let your light so shine before men. That's the bottom line of the last fulfillment of our destiny in the Lord, as we let our light shine before we leave this world, that we're a shining vessel, shining toward heaven. Our eyes are fixed to a heavenly land. That land is without pain. It don't need policemen. It don't need firemen. It don't need undertakers. It don't need doctors. It don't need lawyers. It don't need hospitals. It don't need dentists. It's there, all glorious. It's for real. He's coming back. God bless you all. Brother Clinton, come right now and close. Pray that God will bless all of you. Bless you in a mighty way this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we do pray that blessing upon all those people out there. And thank you, Lord. This message really touched me, and I give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.